Hi guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. I turned 30 on Friday. I can't believe I'm 30 and I don't have a Porsche. Like, what have I been doing with my life? I thought I'd be driving a Porsche by now. I definitely thought I'd be driving a Porsche at 30. Anyway, I always know what I want to do for my birthday, but this birthday was so confusing. I normally know at the beginning of the year what I want to do for my birthday, but this year I was just blank. First, I wanted to do a photo shoot, but I got discouraged because I can't really pose. And I also wanted to take new pictures for the podcast, then I got overwhelmed. Then I was like, okay, let me put together a nice video of my 20s. But I didn't like what I saw when I was going through some of my pictures and videos. Then I was supposed to go on a trip, but that trip didn't happen. A lot was just happening this birthday. I don't know why I was overwhelmed and why I was so confused. However, I did enjoy my birthday, thanks to my sister and my cousin. I always say to be loved is to be seen. You know, people love you when they pay attention to what you like and what you love. A lot of people will say they love you but have no idea what you love or like. Going back to me asking myself what I did with my 20s and why the car in my garage isn't a Porsche, I sometimes feel like life is a scam. You know, when you're in school, they say get good grades so you can get a job and buy yourself your dream car and dream house. And you follow all the rules and you stay in school and you do what you're told. But life doesn't always work out that way, hey? And I think something that they fail to tell us is that you might not get your dream job and you might not even get a job after graduating. And if you do get a job, you have to work so hard to build your career to get to a level where you can actually afford your dream house and dream car. So yeah, I sometimes feel like life is a scam because people who didn't follow the rules are the ones driving Porsches, and here we are not driving Porsches. But anyway, on today's episode, I'll be talking about some of the things I learned in life and love in my 20s. These are things I wish I knew earlier. And the number one thing I wish I knew from an early age is networking, is how to network. I was talking to one of my friends during the week and I was telling her how I wish I took networking seriously when I was in varsity. Networking is one of the best ways you can get ahead in life, whether it's in your career or social life. Networking is a really powerful tool because people get recommended for jobs because of somebody they know, and it's not always somebody that they know as in like a friend or a relative, but it's somebody that they formed a connection with at some event or they went to varsity together or something. The second thing I wish I knew earlier is that what you allow will continue. This applies to relationships and friendships. If you let people get comfortable with mistreating you, disrespecting, cheating on you, or hurting you, they are never going to stop. The truth is that people like to test other people to see how far they can go with the disrespect. And if you don't call them out the first time they treat you badly, they will continue to treat you badly. There has to be consequences for bad behavior. That's the only way people learn, especially in relationships. If you forgive your boyfriend for cheating on you, he's going to do it again. You might not catch him the second time around, but he's definitely going to do it again. It's the same thing as welcoming your partner with open arms on Monday after he ghosted you the whole weekend. If you forgive it once, it's going to become a pattern, and patterns don't lie. Yes, some things you can forgive, but other things you can't forgive. People continue to treat you badly and cheat on you or hurt you because they know you are going to forgive them. What you allow will continue. Number three, the most important relationship you have is the one with yourself. As someone who's anxiously attached, it took me a long time to really learn this. The relationship you have with yourself sets the tone for all the relationships you have with other people. If you don't love yourself, you don't know how to love others and how to receive love. A lot of people confuse self-abandoning with loving someone. So people will abandon themselves by neglecting their needs and wants and going above and beyond for other people. And when they do this, they call it love. They call it loving someone. And the reason why people always leave you is because you leave yourself by neglecting yourself for them. They neglect you because you also neglect yourself. It's not victim blaming, it's just the way things are. Number four, sometimes you are the accomplice, not the victim. It's so nice being the victim and calling another person a narcissist or calling other people fake. But the truth is, you are the common denominator in all these situations. And how are you always the victim? Why does everyone have a problem with you? Why does everyone not like you? It's so important to sit down and reflect on where you might be going wrong, because you can't always be the victim. You know very well that the person that you're talking to is not good for you, but you entertain them. When you get hurt, you cry and start telling people that he's a narcissist. You know you like to gossip about your friends and colleagues, but when you get called out, you start crying, saying people don't like you and your friends are fake. But you are the one who's two-faced. You can't always be the victim, because sometimes you are the accomplice. Getting rid of the victim mentality really helps you put things in perspective. Number 5, rebrand or reinvent yourself as many times as you want to or as many times you have to. Don't let the idea people have of you in their heads dictate your life or make you scared to go after what you want. This is your life and you only have one shot at it. I know people have a fear of being seen or being perceived, and this is understandable. But if you really want to do something and you're really unhappy with your life right now, what's the worst that's going to happen if you try something new? Yes, you might get rejected or the reception from people might not be what you expected, but at least you tried. It's better than not trying. And it's never too late to change your career, to go back to school, or to leave your marriage or leave a relationship. Number 6, the only validation you need is internal validation. This goes back to number 5. Being validated by other people is nice, but constantly seeking external validation is a sign that something is wrong. People do crazy things just to get validation from people. They act out of character, and instant gratification becomes a drug to them. And the thing about external validation is that it's unsustainable, because you always have to do something that's going to get praised. Everything you do has to be better than the last thing you did. A lot of people don't know how to validate themselves. They rely on their partners and social status. This is why you see people record and share things they should probably keep to themselves or their inner circle. People who seek external validation struggle being in monogamous relationships. They don't feel comfortable getting attention from one person. They need multiple sources of attention. They might not cheat by sleeping with other people, but they are always talking to someone or other people. They cheat emotionally. Even when they are single, they are never really single. There's always someone in the background. The only validation you need is internal validation. When you know who you are and you're sure of yourself, you don't rely on external validation. You make a decision and stand on it. You don't go around asking advice from 10,000 people. Even when you ask for advice, you don't let what people are saying change how you feel about the situation. Number 7, your worth and value are not tied to your relationship status. As women, society has made us believe that our worth and value are tied to our relationship status. And as a result, we frown upon being single. And when a woman is single, we ask her why she's single. Sometimes we assume that she's the problem, or we say things like, oh, she can't keep a man. In one of my therapy sessions, I was telling my therapist how I feel like I'm bad at relationships because my relationships don't last, because I'm always ready to leave when I see a red flag. I was just tired of always leaving. And she said to me that just because someone has long-lasting relationships doesn't mean they are good in relationships. She said people stay for long in relationships for various reasons, and not everyone who's in a relationship or is married is happy. Calling people out on their bad behavior or leaving when you can't tolerate something is not a bad thing, and it's definitely something you should not be ashamed of doing. It takes a lot of courage to leave and choose yourself. Your relationship status does not define your worth or value. I talk to a lot of women, and one of the things that always comes up in our conversations is the desperation for love and marriage. The desperation comes from us believing our worth is tied to our relationship status. I used to be so obsessed with getting married, and I used to think having a husband will fulfill me and save me. I don't know save me from what, But yes, I always thought I would be happier and having a husband was going to save me. But I had to let go of that idea, and it was really hard and scary letting go. The minute I let go, I was able to decenter men. I was no longer concerned about keeping a relationship. I was more concerned about whether I'm happy or not in the relationship. I was also concerned about whether the relationship is serving me or adding value to my life. Letting go of this desperation was terrifying. It still is, actually, because you have to make peace with the fact that you might never get married. I'm not saying I don't want to get married. I'm saying I'm not desperate to get married anymore. When you operate from a place of desperation, nothing works out. 9 out of 10 times, people can see you're desperate and it makes it easier for them to play you or use you. Letting go of the desperation to be loved or to get married has given me so much power. So now I stay in relationships because I want to and because I'm happy, not because I'm desperate for love or I'm trying to survive or I'm hoping the guy is going to marry me one day. If you're a woman who is desperate for love or marriage, I hope you are able to let go of the desperation one day. Wanting to be loved is okay, but being desperate for love or marriage is not good because you will find yourself in dangerous and unpleasant situations because you were desperate for love. Number 8. Reassurance has to come in the form of actions, not words. It's so easy for people to tell you they love you or they care about you, but what are their actions saying? How are they making you feel loved? How many times have you forgiven someone who came back into your life and said they have changed but still act the same way? People will say just about anything to get what they want from you. Some people don't change. They just get better at manipulating and lying. Some do change, but it takes a lot to change. In order for somebody to truly change, they have to take accountability. And the truth is, a lot of people don't want to take accountability. Also, someone saying they changed for you is not a good thing and it's definitely not romantic. What it is that it's manipulation. Because when they say this to you, you start to feel good and you start to think, okay, let me take them back. And they will use this against you every single time you get into an argument or you try to leave them. They will say, oh, but I did this for you. I changed for you. And then you will feel bad and have to forgive them again. So someone saying they changed for you is not cute. It's not something that you should gush over and be excited about. It's definitely manipulation. If anyone changes, they have to change for themselves. They must change because they want to become a better person. Changing for yourself is a bigger commitment than changing for someone. Number 9, the answer is in your insecurities. I used to be very insecure. I didn't like my body, although a lot of people would kill to have a body like mine. I didn't like it. And this is before I started going to the gym seriously. I haven't really changed. I've always looked the way I look now, except for the muscles and a bigger bum. I also struggled with believing I'm beautiful. I knew I was beautiful, but I used to doubt my beauty. My therapist has a very big mirror in her office. In my first therapy session, she asked me to stand in front of the mirror and pinpoint the parts of my body I don't like. Obviously, she told me I'm perfect as I am, but I took it a step further and decided to get a personal trainer. Not because I wanted to change my body, but because I thought going to the gym would make me appreciate my body and love it. When I told her what I decided to do, she thought I had body dysmorphia and she was really worried. She thought I was going to start going to surgeries and trying to change myself because I didn't like my body. But I went ahead and got a personal trainer and started working out. And in the process, I developed so much confidence. I fell in love with my body and now I take care of it because it takes care of me. It's the only body I'll ever have, so I have to take care of it. It's not the perfect body, but I feel like it's the best body and it's perfect for me. So sometimes you have to face your insecurities head on. Ask yourself, what are you most insecure about and how can you change it in a positive way? You know how people always say the life you want is on the other side of fear? It's the same thing with your insecurities. Your insecurities are not a big bad monster you can't face. There's so much power in identifying what your insecurities are and facing them head on. And sometimes the one thing that you're most insecure about can be the most exciting or the best part of you. Number 10, it's okay to be misunderstood. Being misunderstood is a sign of authenticity. Not everyone is going to understand you, and that's fine. The only thing that is important is being your authentic self and being happy with who you are. What someone else thinks or says about you is not important. The people who are meant to be in your life will stay, and the ones who aren't meant to be in your life will make space for those who have to be part of your life. It's better to be loved for who you are, not for who people think you are or for who they want you to be. Number 11, giving second chances. I know a lot of people might disagree with me, but I don't believe in giving second chances. If I give someone a chance, they have to act right the first time. People don't need a trial run to learn how to treat you or love you, because people know exactly what they are doing when they disrespect you or treat you badly. They know exactly what they are doing. And another thing, just because you give someone multiple chances when they mess up, it doesn't mean they will also give you a chance when you mess up. And that's just how people are. Number 12, you don't have to accept every offer that's being given to you. This applies in relationships and in your career. I know we live in a country where we can't afford to be picky about jobs, but you have to be able to discern which offer you can take and which one you can't take, especially when you know what you want and you know what you're worth. And it's the same thing with relationships. If someone is offering you a relationship that does not align with your values and morals or standards, you don't have to accept it because you're being offered a relationship. Number 13, boundaries and standards. I can talk forever about boundaries and standards. Boundaries and standards are so important in life. You have to learn to say no. And remember, nobody genuinely likes a people pleaser. They just like you because they know you're going to say yes to everything. Number 14, in relationships, you need to have a high self-esteem. If you have a low self-esteem, you're always going to be crying. These are some of the things that I learned in my 20s. I had a really good time in my 20s, although I didn't like what I saw when I was going through my videos and pictures, but I had a really good time. You know, I had some of the most amazing experiences and I really learned a lot. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope some of these things that I shared you also relate to, and I'm sure you also have lessons of your own. I don't know how old you are, but I'm pretty sure we all have lessons of our own. Please don't forget to rate and review the podcast and this episode. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram. The handle is From a Girl's Girl. It's just one word. Thank you for listening. I love you. Bye.